USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Parents and students are demanding stricter gun laws at Tennessee's state capitol. After the latest mass shooting in Nashville's Covenant School this week, hundreds of parents are joining community groups to urge legislators to act and stop future incidents from happening. Don Graves and Susan Staley are new parents who went to the Tennessee capitol.
People, especially kids, teachers, are more important than gun rights, more important than guns, and we want them to do their job.
We have to vote the people out that care more about guns than they do about protecting our children, because enough is enough, not one more.
Meanwhile, today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said legislation alone won't solve the issue. We need to deal with mental health. Two senators sparred over solutions for school shootings. On the Senate floor, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut chastised Republican Senator Ted Cruz for blaming Democrats for inaction to prevent mass shootings.
Last summer, there were serious legislators who come to this floor to enact legislation, to set aside our differences and pass legislation that makes our kids safe. Senator Cruz didn't even sniff that room.
Cruz said all Democrats want to do after mass shootings is introduce a new gun bill that targets law-abiding citizens after mass shootings. Cruz is more focused on school safety measures. The Pentagon extending its condolences for families of the American soldiers who died in a helicopter crash in Kentucky.
I would like to offer our heartfelt condolences to the families, friends, and colleagues of the 9 U.S. Army soldiers assigned to the 101st Airborne Division who sadly lost their lives last night when two Black Hawk helicopters crashed outside of Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Speaking in a briefing, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder said 9 U.S. Army soldiers died when two Black Hawk helicopters crashed last night. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Elon Musk has the most followers on Twitter. Guinness World Records says the Twitter CEO now has over 133 million followers, passing up former President Barack Obama, who had held the record since 2020 when Musk bought the platform back in October. He was the third most followed person behind Obama and Justin Bieber. A Democratic senator introducing a bill designed to make flying safer for passengers and air crews.
The violence has to stop. 4 years ago, there were about 150 investigations into air rage incidents. Last year, there were 831.
Rhode Island lawmaker Jack Reed stood with airline workers yesterday as he talked about the provisions of the bill. The main goal is to establish a no-fly list administered by the TSA for passengers that become violent on flights. While anger about a mask mandate may have been the cause for the initial increase, Reed noted that the mandate ended last year, yet incidents continue. Two types of severe headaches are being linked to the body's internal clock. Cluster headaches cause an intense burst of pain around the eye that can last for about 15 minutes. A new study published Wednesday says cluster headaches usually happen at night, while migraines usually come during the day. Today, opening day, Major League Baseball. Full slate of games are on the program for today, including the Philadelphia Phillies at the Texas Rangers. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.